On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and today, the paycheck of your boss. The average American worker's pay rose only about 2% last year. Things were a lot better in the corner office. A preliminary study of CEOs' pay found increases averaging 12%, and that's on top of big increases in 2004. The Securities and Exchange Commission will soon consider new rules on the reporting of executive pay. The question is, how much is too much? NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Dozens of business people in dark suits gathered at a San Diego hotel this week, sipping wine and snacking on hors d'oeuvres before a panel discussion on what was billed as the hottest topic in corporate governance, CEO pay. Panelist Carol Miltner chairs the compensation committees of two public companies in California. She calls the double-digit jumps in CEOs' pay a big red flag.
The board isn't doing their job. They should find a CEO who understands his job is to create wealth for the shareholder, not for himself alone.
Much of the panel discussion focused on possible changes in the way public companies report executive pay. Next week, the Securities and Exchange Commission will consider its first update to reporting rules in 14 years. Commission Chairman Christopher Cox says the government does not intend to limit compensation, but it does want to give investors a better idea of what executives make, including salary, stock options, and corporate perks. Investors' shock and surprise over some pay packages has put the boards of directors that approve them on the defensive. Miltner believes that in itself may limit big pay hikes in the future.
You just can't justify that as a board member, as a comp committee member, and shareholders won't put up with it, and they shouldn't.
Some shareholders have begun to complain. Julie Goodridge, who runs a small asset management company in Boston, filed a shareholder resolution with ExxonMobil asking for a review of its compensation. Goodridge was alarmed when she learned former CEO Lee Raymond made more than $80 million in 2004.
I don't care how much money, you know, ExxonMobil's making. You know, that is just so excessive. I mean, who needs to make $80 million a year?
Raymond wasn't even the highest paid CEO. In a 2004 survey by the Corporate Library, he ranked seventh. While some critics, like Goodridge, argue there's no justification for huge CEO paychecks, others say they'd be willing to go along if those payoffs were somehow tied to company performance. But in most cases, they're not. Bloomberg columnist Grafe Crystal's been studying executive compensation for years and says there's almost no connection between which companies perform best for their shareholders and which bosses get the biggest raises.
We could have this done in Las Vegas, where I live, very easily. Just pull some handles on a few slot machines and then pay the CEO on that basis.
The SEC hopes to make it easier for shareholders to comparison shop among CEOs by distilling various forms of compensation into a simple format, possibly a single number. But Crystal is not optimistic that will keep CEOs' pay in check. While companies generally try to keep other labor costs at or below the competition, Crystal says board members rarely want their CEO to make less than the other guy. And so there's a sort of Lake Wobegon effect in which all the chief executives are above average.
And it becomes just a circular spiral upwards. That's what I think is really driving the system more than any other factor.
There are occasional exceptions. Ethan Berman, who runs a risk management company in New York, asked his compensation committee to reduce his bonus this year, and instead of giving stock options to him, to spread them around to employees at the firm who lead by example. Berman said that, as much as any other attribute, will create value in the long run. Scott Horsley, NPR News.